Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
In the sun, and yes,
really?
It goes down real quick once the sun goes down.
Okay.
Which is nice. I mean, right now, I mean, the sun is over the trees, and we were sitting on the porch. Just now. It was wonderful.
It's beautiful right now.
It was wonderful, and there's no reason to wear any clothing. I mean, really, come on now.
We're just not wearing shirts in the studio.
We haven't gotten full Monty yet.
We got to keep the pants on due to YouTube's terms of service.
Yeah, we just found out something about Howard Stern and a piano and some guy playing piano tunes with his...
Plus, it's a little dirty, right? Like, you don't want to sit on the same chair as other people.
We have fabric chairs,
yeah.
Okay?
We need plastic chairs with a little squeegee and a cleaning bottle.
Hey, so lots of stuff to talk about tonight.
We haven't even given the cam address yet.
The cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Mark.
It's cam.freetalklive.com.
Yes. That's right. So there's a lot that we can talk about tonight, including Uber drivers being entrapped in sting arrests in Los Angeles. There's apparently also the 5 sexual taboos that Europeans find weird. I think we should start with that since we are doing Topless Tuesday here on Free Talk Live. Bringing it back. Man, one of the most offensive forms of activism that New Hampshire has ever seen. People still talk about Topless Tuesdays, which...
The flag burning.
Yeah, well, there's that. But I think Topless Tuesdays made it all of 2 weeks. There were maybe about 6 people participating initially in Topless Tuesdays, like 3 males, 3 females, not very many. And then the next week it had dropped to 2 females, and then after that it was over. Mm. So not the most long-lived or really important activism, but because it's legal, by the way, like in New Hampshire at least. I don't know about where you live. But being topless as a female is legal and as a male. But a lot of people, I don't think, necessarily realize that. And certainly a lot of people don't exercise their right. A lot of ladies don't exercise their right to do it for various different reasons. But maybe some of them think it's illegal. Point of fact, at least in New Hampshire, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we can talk about these things. Conan, you've got the list of the 5 sexual taboos in America that Europeans find strange. Is that right?
Right. This is a RawStory.com article. I think it came out a couple days ago. Europeans tend to see a lot of American ideals and behaviors as bizarre. In particular, they aren't wild about our politics and our food, though they love our television and our movies. And when it comes to sex, Europeans tend to view us as the land of the free, home of the bat stuff, crazy.
Yeah.
Below are some of the biggest sexual what the F's Europeans have about America. Number 1, extreme violence in the media is perfectly okay. Just don't show a nipple. According to reports.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. According to reports. Go ahead.
This is a relatively common complaint even in the United States, though. People will say that. The complaints, that essentially, nudity is terrible. And somehow nudity and sexuality have been collapsed in American. They're folded in on each
ridiculous.
Other.
Ridiculous. Yeah. There's nothing sexy about you right now, Mark. I mean, I'm sorry, but
right back at you there, skinny boy.
I think Conan wins the room.
It's just the hair.
He's in the best shape.
I've got to suck it in the whole show.
But yes, the people do that, and also if you watch American television, and I've watched some of it over time, it certainly has become more violent over time. It's more likely to show graphic violence, which I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I was raised here, so I'm pretty used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But that there's no doubt, right? Like over the decades, television in America, even network television, has become more violent and very gore-filled. I mean, look at The Walking Dead. You just can't get any more gory. And I realize that's a cable show, but it's not a cable show that's on, like, HBO or whatever. Like, maybe back a long time. I mean, even decades ago, you wouldn't see something like that on HBO, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they had zombie shows or whatever, but wasn't, not Creep Show, but what was the show that was so popular on HBO?
Crypt Keeper?
The Crypt Keeper was the main character, but that's not the
name. Tales from the Crypt.
There you go, Tales from the Crypt. I mean, I haven't seen the full episodes of all of the Tales from the Crypt, but I know
they're silly, they're cheesy.
Right, the movie was fairly gory. I remember watching that as a teenager, but, you know, The Walking Dead is that level.
I don't know, because I'm
higher
I mean, because I'm thinking of the left Evil Dead. No, are those the ones?
Those are movies.
Oh yeah, so you're talking about just TV?
Yeah, I'm just talking about television in general. I mean, there have always been really excessively violent movies in my lifetime. At least
I saw The Crypt Keeper on broadcast television. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was.
It was after Hours, but yeah, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, okay.
it was on. But the whole thing that violence is okay, especially like. Violent violence, like, you know, serial killers, you know, doing their trade, you know, and like, what's this,
Dexter?
No, Dexter's
Dexter's
a good example, but I'm thinking the one with the little puzzle box, the little puzzle clown.
Oh, the Saw thing?
Yeah.
Those are the movies, though, right? Those are movies.
Those are movies, and those are pretty wild.
So, but yeah, I mean, one nipple, Janet Jackson's nipple exposed during the Super Bowl.
For an instant.
Yeah, for less than a second. That's a $300-something thousand fine from the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely that about this culture.
And it's bizarre, just as this article points out. Cordae reports the average American child will see 200,000 violent acts and witness 16,000 murders on TV by the time she is 18. I don't know if that's movies included or just television. Probably both. Not only that, but the violence is getting more brutal and sadistic, and it often goes unpunished. In video games like Grand Theft Auto, players can run over sex workers, and the violence in Call of Duty has been linked to teen suicides.
Well, you'll be punished in Grand Theft Auto, at least your character will, for committing enough violence. The cops will come after you, and they'll likely extinguish you, although, of course, there are certain missions where it is your job to kill people. And, of course, that's the world of video games, and the whole point of a video game is to not experience the regular consequences that you would experience.
So you don't go out in the real world and actually commit them.
And, like, take a helicopter and smash it into a building or whatever, yeah.
It's like, hey, you know what? I feel like smashing a helicopter into a building just to see what happens. Hey, there's a video game that does that for me. Now I don't have to think about it doing it for real.
Exactly.
Notice how they say that Call of Duty is linked to violent crimes? Wait a second. I mean, you know, are you saying that people who've committed violent crimes have played video games? How interesting. I'll bet they've eaten Cheetos, too.
Yep, absolutely.
And
they've probably seen a lot of the same movies.
Yeah, so I'd like to see more sort of, showing that violent video games cause violence.
There's no evidence for it.
No, there's really not.
While this
crazy people cause violence.
While this is considered fine and normal, showing the naked or partial naked human body on TV is considered extremely taboo. When Justin Timberlake accidentally ripped off a piece of Janet Jackson's costume during Super Bowl halftime show, revealing her nipple for a fraction of a second.
And this calling it accidentally is pretty generous.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it was not an accident. This caused a moral outrage that lasted for days, and we're still talking about it, so it's a lot longer than days. But the FCC tried to fine that television network CBS $550,000 for broadcasting indecency. The FCC ultimately failed, but not first without going all the way to the Supreme Court.
The FCC goes all the way.
They
on Topless Tuesday.
They've got the money, the time, and the energy to do that, just as all departments of government do.
And that affected the radio business. I mean, I remember we were doing Free Talk Live at that time. What year was it? 2003 or something like that? Did it say there in that? I don't recall.
I remember Clear Channel's If in Doubt, Leave It Out program.
That's right. Yeah, that was the policy that Clear Channel came up with at that time for all of their radio stations.
Free Talk Live actually went off the air for a period of time that, simply because of that. I mean, there was basically a redesign in the show.
Hmm. We were at that time on a local radio station, WTMY, and the program, not the program director, but I get the general manager there of that radio station. We were buying airtime from them. And I forget what exactly, there was something that happened besides this, just this incident. Something
that
happened.
Probably a taste of the goods that came on afterwards. I mean, that's a.
That was Johnson. Our co-host Johnson actually had his own radio show that came on after Free Talk Live on this AM radio station.
So oh, really?
It was like 5 hours of freedom-friendly talk for.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Pretty raunchy.
But yeah, basically we all bailed on the station at that point because it just felt like things were heating up as far as management not being so keen on what we were up to, even though we were actually paying for the air. 855, 450 free. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. We took the show internet only for a little while at that point.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're doing Topless Tuesday. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com if you want to subject yourself to it.
Yeah, why you would want to do that is beyond me.
You can do that. I keep mentioning it because it's unusual. And,
yeah, yeah. I think it's worth mentioning. Yeah.
We'll probably have the highest views of the week for our webcam.
Yeah, yeah. People want to chuckle.
If you want to prevent your internet service provider from knowing you're going to watch us topless, you can use ProXPN.
Oh, that's a good idea.
ProXPN.com/FTL. Right now, your ISP is probably logging all the websites you visit, the search terms you enter, maybe keeping those logs for several years and turning them over to who knows who. You can go to ProXPN.com/FTL, grab their software, Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Whatever you're using, there's probably a ProXPN for you. You can get started for free, and when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. They encrypt your data connection, and that means that criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets will also be foiled. So go and get your try it for free at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, use code FTL50, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50, as in you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy their annual account. Again, that's code FTL50 at proxpn.com/FTL for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Conan, you're sharing with us the 5 sexual taboos in America that Europeans find weird. And you're talking about the comparison between kind of media experiences that people have in these different places. The media viewing experience in the United States frequently encounters violence, and very, very graphic violence. Violence that has arguably gotten more graphic, and maybe they've used the term more sadistic over time. And I think you can absolutely make that argument. But on the other hand, a little bit of nudity can send people off the rails in the United States. The, of course, classic example within our lifetimes, most recently, probably the Janet Jackson debacle, which is actually, I think, a decade old at this point, or more than a decade old.
Right, and right now there's a lot of Instagram crap going on where there's a lot of actresses who are doing the nip slips, intentional nip slips.
Oh, really? Just to get popularity?
They get kicked off Instagram and then they get...
Oh, that's not allowed, huh?
Not allowed. Well, I'm not actually sure. I don't know what the rules are.
What is it where it is a lot? Tumblr, I think it is?
Tumblr allows everything.
Right. That's like, you can have like hardcore porn on, mm-hmm. on Tumblr or whatever.
Yeah, I know nothing of this. Thanks. I've got Facebook, and I don't particularly need another social networking site. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Well, anyway, was there more that you want to share on number one? Because we're on number one.
Yeah, there's still a couple more. There's a little bit, couple more pieces of of choice here. So the Supreme Court lost their case. The $550,000 they were trying to get, I was not aware of that.
Really? Maybe I was aware, but I don't recall.
Because
they issued this maximum fine to, was it CBS or NBC?
CBS.
CBS.
The interesting thing about it is that they can't actually fine CBS.
They can fine their affiliate stations.
They can fine the affiliate stations, and I think that's what they did. They fined the stations to a total of whatever they wanted to get, and then the
They could do $500,000 per or whatever, right? Or $300,000 per or something like that.
Right. They could conceivably do $350,000 per station that aired that, and that was at the Super Bowl, so you're talking about a lot of stations.
Right.
Now, as though that's going to fix the situation or something.
Yeah, that's that kind of money would buy a lot of broadcast delay equipment, that's for sure. That would be a way to fix this, right? You put your station in broadcast delay, and then you can dump out on things like that.
It would fix that in that sense, but I mean, people want to see the Super Bowl live.
Yeah,
as live as they can.
I understand that. Anyway, going on.
The nip slip incident became the most searched for thing on the internet in 2004.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about it back then. You got TiVo, right? And so people can pause and rewind live TV. I think somebody also analyzed the TiVo statistics back then, and they found that that was the most paused moment in, like, TiVo history.
I'll bet it is.
And most paused and replayed, at least at that time. I don't know if that's still
true. I bet it's darn close to true. Yeah.
And CBS actually forced Janet to apologize to Americans.
Wow.
I'm really sorry if I offended you.
That was an actual quote?
That was truly not my intention,
Jackson said.
Oh, wow.
He did say, I never saw it. I was too busy watching the nip slip. So anyways, this guy's Dutch friend who lives in London also remarked on this disconnect between violence and nudity. He says the movie Frida with Salma Hayek is rated R in the U.S. because of nudity, but in Holland it was rated 6.
Rating 6 and up?
For children 6 and older, correct.
Oh, wow.
But many violent movies are 16 in Holland and PG-13 in the U.S. Why are boobs worse than death? How do boobs affect people negatively? Are they scary? Do they make people do bad things? He wants to know. I want to know.
I say no. They're wonderful, and people should not be ashamed of them.
So my son's on that sort of – he's getting to be the point where he isn't exposed to naked women the way he was previously. But, you know, the gals, if there's, for instance, they want to go swimming, right? The moms and the kids want to go swimming. They're going to take them all into the women's locker room, right? And they're going to change out there or whatever. And
under what age, right? Because at a certain age, it gets a little weird.
Yeah,
right?
At some age, it's going to get a little weird. But
or taking like baths with their sisters, you know,
things like that.
At what age does that have to stop?
Right.
Otherwise, they're going to school the next day. Well, of course, in your case, your son is homeschooled.
Yeah.
But if they're public schooled and they're going to school, kindergarten, and they're talking about, I want to say saw my sisters, whatever, and
yeah.
then
mm-hmm.
it's all over after that. Then they're calling people on you.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, when you're talking about young kids, I met a family that nursed their son until, I think, 6 years old. And, you know, at that point when, weaning gets a little difficult at that point, mind you. But, yeah, I mean, you know, these kids are seeing more than I'm seeing.
Were there other kids? Were there other younger brothers and sisters?
No.
So it was just the one
child.
For 6. Well, that's a little wild.
It is a little odd. I thought it was odd, too.
I think I went about 2.5. I think I might have gone as long as 3 years.
That's
but
pretty
I was,
late.
But I was a skinny little guy, though, so I mean, I needed it. Yeah. I had two other siblings who were off in within a year.
Yeah, when they're old enough to walk up and lift your shirt, that's probably when it's time to, you know, wean. So I'm just guessing.
So where were we going with talking about?
Just saying that the kids these days get to see more, of this stuff than I do, right? Like, and then you're worried about them seeing nudity? I mean, why them?
And there's just some shut-off switch where you said, all right, no more boobs for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got to get in ranks with the rest of us and suffer.
Now you have to feel bad about seeing them.
Yeah, exactly. And then people wonder why there's so much shaming, so much body shaming in this country. And
if you're not feeling bad about seeing someone's boobs, then you're not normal.
Hmm.
You need to feel shame. Shame those nipples. It's just so ridiculous.
And the three of us,
there are
six
nipples.
Nipples
on display right here.
Yeah, this is another thing. Is on Facebook right now, they're kind of doing this thing where you can take women's boobs and then put men's nipples across them to cover up the nipple. So
to make it legal by Facebook standards or whatever?
So let me explain this for those that haven't seen it.
I have not seen that. That sounds pretty amusing.
Yeah. if you want to post a picture on Facebook, you can't have a woman's nipple in it.
Uh-huh.
So if you were to just put little stars over it, everything's cool, right?
Or what about a picture of a nipple? A picture of a female nipple.
What if, I don't know, what if you were to take a picture of a man's nipple and put those nipples over the nipples?
And that's happening.
And it's happening.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a thing. Cool, I like that.
Well, they could do that on television too, right?
I suppose.
Somebody just didn't think about it.
855 450 free. Leave it to the internet. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now with more Free Talk Live. We've got time for you. If you want to join us here, we're talking about sexual taboos in the United States that people in other parts of the world, Europe specifically, they kind of look askance at that. What's with those people? You guys are weird. So we'll continue with this list. It's five things. We're still on the first one. And you're welcome to add in your thoughts here. We've touched on nudity, and actually, appropriately enough, coincidentally, we are, really, it's a coincidence. You actually just brought this story in. Were you intending to, you know, marry this with Topless Tuesday, or was that just a spur-of-the-moment thing as you...
I brought two stories, and this is the one on the top of the list, and I came topless.
Just by coincidence,
of course.
Right?
I drive around Keene all day long,
right?
You know, and I only put the shirt on when I have to, which is a horrible thing.
Especially
when you meet someone for the first time on the streets here at Keene, topless, and they don't look at your nipples like they've never seen a nipple before. They don't give you the evil eye or snub their nose at you. I mean,
so you're saying you feel like in New Hampshire, people are a little more open to toplessness?
At least to me, I haven't had any problems. Now, I've been places in the U.S.
You're not a female.
I've been places in the U.S. where they acted like they had never seen a topless person. I got thrown out of the gas station in Tennessee one time because they wouldn't sell me gas.
I did go into a gas station the other day topless, and I thought, is this a violation of some sort of rule? I did check the door
before
I went in.
By the way, I'm going to stop saying topless. I'm going to start saying shirtless because I think that sounds better.
Does it?
Yeah, topless is for females.
Why should it be for one? Wait. Why should topless be for females?
I don't know. I just thought about it. I just heard us saying it.
I think we need topless equality.
I mean, the thing is, I'm always topless, so it's not. What does that even mean? I don't wear tops, anyways.
Well, during the wintertime, you certainly will.
He's talking about a top and sort of
like a bathing suit thing.
Tops.
You don't.
No.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's see. So, yeah, you can share your thoughts here. You can add into the discussion at 855-450-FREE. Also, purse.freetalklive.com. If you need to buy a top or anything, a bottom or whatever, you go to purse.freetalklive.com, get signed up for an account with Purse. And then when you spend Bitcoin through Purse, you can get anything on Amazon at 20% off, no problem. In fact, you can get it at more than 20% off, or you can do less than 20%. You get to choose your discount off of Amazon. This sounds like it's too good to be true, but it's the real deal. This is what you get for spending Bitcoin. You can't get this discount in any other way. And the way Purse sets it up is brilliant. It's awesome. I've been using it for longer than they've been advertising on the show. I'm a huge fan of this. Just ordered a new pair of headphones, 29% off. Now, they haven't arrived yet, so I'll post officially on our Facebook page once they actually get here, and you can see it for yourself. But it's awesome. Purse.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up. When you sign up through purse.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a cut, very small, of everything that you buy through that your regular account in the future. So, once again, check it out. Purse.freetalklive.com. So, let's continue here at Conan. We're talking about sexy things.
Mm-hmm.
Europe's, you know, we're generalizing, obviously. People in Europe tend to be a little more open to, let's say, female nudity in public or nudity in public in general. Toplessness, certainly. Shirtlessness. But also in the media, it's reflected as well, meaning that in U.S. media, violence is very common, but nudity, not so much. And if there is some nudity, then it's going to be rated R, or I think you can get away with a little toplessness in a PG-13 movie.
And sure, there are programs, especially programs like on HBO, which are trying to push the envelope. And
they are or are not?
They are.
They are, okay.
Game of Thrones is a good example of lots of both gender nudity. And they're not afraid. You see a lot of male butt cheeks. You don't actually see, you know, the full Monty, but they're really trying for a little bit of equality between the
two. Is it really that more explicit now on HBO? Because back in the, you know, back when I was a teenager growing up, there was Cinemax and HBO.
Skinemax.
That was where it was to go, yeah.
But,
absolutely.
I mean, really, is it that much more so today?
I don't know.
So
I think it's more of the nature of the nudity. It's common. It's commonplace. It's not. When you watch a Skinemax, they're having sex and it is taboo. It's like, oh my God, this is taboo. You watch Game of Thrones, it's like, oh yeah, they're naked and they're supposed to be naked because that's what they do when they have sex.
Do you feel like the presentation has changed?
I think it has. I think it's more normal and more natural.
Is it just that you've changed and that you're now, you know, 15 years older and that maybe it's quite possible.
It's less interesting.
Well, right, because I feel like, you know, these channels have always been the place that people can turn to see that kind of thing in their entertainment. You don't get it from broadcast television. You've historically always gotten it from HBO. It would be interesting to hear from other people who've sort of subscribed for decades and could really say, oh yeah, HBO is even more explicit now.
By the way, I just recognize one key element to that argument, too. If you watch Game of Thrones, most of the actors are not American. These are all from everywhere else in the world.
Americans are too prudish. They're not willing to take it off.
Very curious.
Maybe.
I wonder who the directors are, because they change from episode to episode.
I don't think Americans are too prudish and not willing to take it off.
Because, I mean,
anybody will take it off for money.
Yeah, you finally have a show where you get boobs and violence in the same package, which is exactly what I want. And
all right.
Wait, hold on. These guys aren't even American. But anyways, all right, so
let's move on.
Number one was violence versus nipples. Number two kind of explains why our Puritan prudery.
Yeah.
Sex is everywhere. We can't even sell a cheeseburger in the U.S. without overtly bonerific images that are frankly confusing. Are we supposed to eat our food or have sex with it, Carl Jr.?
I guess I haven't seen this advertisement. Did they actually embed
it? They have like car washes where the girl is all over it and she's eating a cheeseburger and washing a car at the same time or something. Am I right, Mark?
There's several of them out there.
Is that right?
It's bizarre.
And it's Carl's Jr. is the brand that does that?
I have seen a Carl's Jr. ad that was pointed out because for
good for them.
The cheese is dripping all down her arm and stuff. It's good stuff. And yet we're all so prudish that Attorney General John Ashcroft once spent $8,000 of taxpayer cash to cover up a statue's breast.
True, we talked about that.
We have spent billions on abstinence-only education programs that spread information and shame teenagers into thinking sex is dirty.
I'd like to say, I am not supportive of these things. This article's author is saying that. Obviously, I didn't vote for John Ashcroft or whatever
else. He's not my... general attorney.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's saying that teenagers are thinking sex is dirty and will ruin their lives forever. And instead of curbing the number of unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted transactions or infections, the opposite happens for some crazy reason. It's very strange. It's kind of like the war on drugs.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's you try to repress something and it manifests itself in more deviant ways, in more dangerous manners.
Right. And in the headline of this article, taboo. It's like anything taboo, you got to get some of that.
It does get more interesting.
Wait. What? What's taboo? Because I haven't heard of that yet. What, putting banana peels in a microwave is taboo? I haven't tried that yet.
That's a new one to me.
I just remember that in high school. That was another way
to get
high.
What's that supposed to do? Really?
Get you high. I don't know that.
Kids, don't try this at home. I don't know that
it ever worked. I never tried it because it sounded stupid to me.
It sounds that way to me, too.
It sounds at about the level of Jenkin kind of stupid. But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, that's what sounds one of those things you'd want to do your
don't
research
Google
first,
that one either.
I'll just wait for the crazy homeless people to try it first. I mean, who was the one that figured out bath salts? Unless they looked at the ingredients and said, hey, wait a minute, that's...
Okay, Conan, hold on. I could be wrong on this, but I don't think that bath salts were discovered in that way. That's what they call a chemical, various chemicals,
that's
actually.
That's used in bath salts.
No.
Wait, hold on.
I don't think that's true. Again, please, you could prove me wrong on this. I don't know exactly the genesis of the term bath salts, but... somebody at some point decided that's what they were going to call these things that are a variety of different designer drugs.
Well, I'm
going to
look that up.
Bath salts is not one drug. It's a lot of different things. So there's designer drugs that try to ape certain illegal drugs, like, let's say, MDMA or LSD or, you know, whatever. I'm just throwing out there. Heroin, cocaine. They're trying to ape those things and... maybe not LSD, but the other things. They've come up with these chemical structures that are very, very similar to the chemical structure of the illegal drug, but they're slightly tweaked, and so they're not technically the illegal drug, and so therefore they're legal, and they were marketed as so-called bath salts, supposedly not for human consumption. But I don't think if you put them in the bath or that they originally were being put in baths. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And now we're extending our in-home trial to let you try Listen Clear risk-free for a full 45 days. With free shipping, we'll even give you free batteries for life. Call now, 1-800-956-9829. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your extended 45-day in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about anything you want to discuss, from topless equality to bath salts. We're talking generally tonight about differences between American sexuality and European sexuality, five different taboos in America that are just confusing to people in Europe.
What's publicly acceptable, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll continue that discussion here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Should you like to support Free Talk Live, you may do so by becoming an amplifier. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, .freetalklive.com. That is a way for you to get behind the show and help us market Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage around the globe. We are now back on satellite in Africa. There have been a few bugs that we've been kind of tweaking out with the engineering staff there, but we're back, and it's great to be back on. So thank you to all of our Free Talk Live amplifiers and the people who donated specifically to the satellite fundraiser to make that possible. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get behind the show, and we certainly appreciate it. You get perks like access to the amp-only forums, the amp-only Facebook group, which is awesome, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So I don't really know how we got on the topic of bath salts, but Conan...
Well, first off, you were absolutely correct. Bath salts are not bath salts. However, yeah. It's generally felt that because they look a lot like them, like Epsom salt, they were disguised as bath salts, and that's just how it kind of morphed, kind of evolved from there.
Well, the word got out quick enough that they were on the streets, and a lot of people have tried these things. I would recommend you not do them for a number of reasons. Now, look, I'm somebody who, we can come back to the sex topic here in a moment, but I'm somebody who is not afraid or not unfamiliar with the world of psychedelics and drugs that are illegal. However, these drugs are bad for a lot of different reasons. One is
they're black market.
Well, they're not really black market. They're some of them are now. They've made some of these illegal, and I'm not sure what the status of the DEA sort of doing a blanket ban on these is. I know they were talking about that. I'm not sure where that lies at the moment, but I'm pretty sure that you can still go and get these things from some convenience stores in some places.
Mm-hmm.
How ubiquitous they are today, now that people have learned more about them, I don't know. But one of the things, as an example, MDMA is one of the products that's illegal. That's ecstasy, known as ecstasy or Molly on the street level. That's illegal, so they're trying to ape that with some of the bath salts. One of them, I believe, is called mefedrone, which is sort of a rip on MDMA. And from my understanding of a lot of the way these bath salts work is you get a similar effect in some cases as the illegal product, but it's not as long-lasting. So the person is coming back to it more often. They're looking to redose, as a crack addict would, on these products. And they're just not obviously as tested. MDMA has been around. It's been used for decades for various different reasons, from everything from psychotherapy to partying at a rave. But these drugs are new to the scene. It's one of those things where you're the test market. You know, you don't know. I mean, obviously, we don't know what MDMA is going to do over an entire lifetime. But at least we've seen short-term, over a period of decades, what's going on with that particular product. If you can get actual MDMA, you can get the real stuff, then you've got a relatively good product that's fairly benign in general. You still need to do your research and learn about it, and you know you can do that over at Arrowhead.org to learn a lot more about everything. Mefedrone, you know, methylone, whatever, all these
other
drugs.
No drug is without risks, but yeah. It's surprising how many humans want to alter their states.
Right. You're at a greater risk for taking these bath salts. And some of these bath salts, I don't know what they're trying to ape. You know, they just may be completely designer drugs. Right, that just because it's called bath salts doesn't mean it's trying to rip off MDMA. Okay,
right.
So there's a bunch of different ones out there, and one of the most weird and horrible experiences that I had in jail. Generally, jail was a positive experience for me, but you know I could empathize with this guy. There was a guy in jail who was having a terrible time, and he had been brought into the holding tank. He was on bath salts.
Wow.
And at least that's what he claimed later. And he was the kind of guy who would do other things, too, so who knows what else he was on. But he was definitely on bath salts. And the dude was screaming at the top of his lungs, the most blood-curdling scream you can imagine. Take the most blood-curdling movie sound effects kind of Foley scream that you would hear in a movie, like the best scream you could imagine, the most blood-curdling scream, and then amplify it times 10. And that's what this guy was doing, and he wasn't stopping. So we were getting out of the kitchen. I was in jail for civil disobedience for 60 days or thereabouts. And so we were coming out of the, you know, always go back into booking to change out of our clothes and change into a fresh pair of clothes after working for the day. They also want to search you as well, so, you know, you bend over and cough, that kind of thing. And during this whole process, this guy is screaming at the top of his lungs. We go out to wait in the waiting area for another guard to come take us back to the cell block, and the dude kind of mellowed out for a moment. He regained some level of lucidity and sort of realized where he was, and he was trying to talk to us, and it was just, you know, babbling kind of level nonsense. Really wasn't making much sense at all, but he'd at least stopped screaming for that moment. Later, we encountered that guy again a couple days later. He was released. He was only protective custody or something. He didn't have anything on him.
Sounds like he needed it, screaming at the top of his lungs like that.
Yeah, and so with protective custody, they'll let you out after, you know, within 72 hours.
Sober up.
This guy got picked up again. This time he got brought into the cell block. He was tripping hard on some probable bath salts. He had ended up saying later that he had taken LSD and done bath salts on top of that. And this guy was doing the same kind of really outrageous yelling and screaming in the cell block this time. So he was there with us in the cell block. So before he was in the holding area where there's just the guards.
He didn't get beaten up.
Yeah.
He was in the observation room where they put the suicidal people.
Okay.
And so nobody could reach, you know, nobody could talk to the guy. You couldn't speak to him. You could look at him. You could, you know, you could try to speak to him. The guards will yell at you, right? So you're not allowed to talk to the person who's in the observation room. And at one point I actually did talk to this guy. I was walking around the room, and he was doing all kinds of just dangerous stuff. This is not a room designed for people in this state. You know, there's a lot of hard corners and edges that you could, oh, I don't know, bash your head off of if you were in a real crazy state. And this guy was, like, kind of falling down and hitting himself on his head, and it was scary and, like, horrible to watch this happen to this poor guy. He didn't deserve that happening to him. But it's not a compassionate place necessarily for people in that state. And as I'm walking around doing laps around the room, because that's something you do when you're in jail.
Yeah, nothing to
Doing laps, the dude looks at me, makes eye contact, and, you know, kind of gets my attention, right? And so I stop and, hey, what's going on, dude? Or say something to him. It's like, I know you from YouTube. Dude knew who I was from having seen some of the videos from Freekeen.com.
You're really affecting the sort of brain-addled screaming man demographic. That's awesome.
Hey, it calmed him down, man. He was chilled out in the moment that he was recognizing me and lucid enough to have that conversation. And then one of the guards bellowed at me to stop talking to him. So
you've got to wonder, because you said how many days in between these events? A couple days?
Just a couple days. Two or three days max.
You've
got to
wonder people who go and do these types of, the people who you find passed out in a ditch who are huffing like spray paint or something, or it's just, you know, what are they trying to escape? Why is their life, why do their lives suck so hard that they've got to, you know, escape to these, you know, made up worlds in their minds and then do these things to themselves?
Well, that's a good question, Conan. I imagine each person has their own individual answer, right? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people are bummed out and depressed and looking for an exit and looking for something to distract them with, whether it's alcohol or bath salts or whatever. Everybody's got their individual stories. I mean, you and I and Mark, we're doing things that we love. You work for yourself now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a good thing. That's a healthier thing to do. There are a lot of people who are working in jobs that feel dead end to them, and they're trapped with things like alimony payments or child support payments. And, you know, there's all kinds of factors that come down to really make people's lives difficult. Obviously, your own lookout and your outlook on things is important. Like, you can go through a crappy job and still take a positive outlook on things and be fine. So it just all depends.
Yeah.
You know,
it's sad. It's sad that the guy has probably never found himself. He's probably still out there doing the same thing.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen him around town, and we became friends on Facebook after he kind of chilled out. He became sane again mm-hmm. in his time in jail, and was actually let out of the observation room and was able to, you know, interact with general population at some point. So, you know, a lot of these guys you do see around, and you do get to kind of find out every now and then how their lives are going. And, of course, many of them do end up back in jail, you know, because they just can't get along in society, and they're more institutionalized than anything else. They're comfortable in a place like that. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I realize we've gone in a direction of bath salt discussion. If you want to talk about your experience with bath salts, by all means, would love to hear about that. And are they still out there? How ubiquitous are these things in the various different convenience stores
in
the world?
Yeah, I'm not seeing the news stories on them like I used to.
Yeah, in the head shops. Yeah, I wonder, because I know they were talking
spice
about...
took over.
I know they were talking about outlawing them, and spice is another kind of thing that can be a lot of different things. There's more on the way here, as I understand it. Please correct me if I'm wrong. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.